Oh, David opening up a Thursday show with a deep track here off the Jackie Brown soundtrack, 1998. You could tell David got laid last night. How's everybody doing? This is exciting. NFL football is back. We are at Circa in Vegas. Apparently that struck a chord with Kenny.
Wow.
Sorry.
I guess these aren't the only spicy thing at the table.
No. Oh, no. We're ready to roll. We got a lot to talk about, and it's going to be real simple. We're going to do roughly 3.25 hours of this show on the NFL, but Rico and I had to open with something different. We'll get to bold predictions, Lions, the pressure, Chiefs-Ravens tonight. But there are times, and I'm going to be open about this. And Rico, I hope you're okay with this.
Okay.
I'm openly telling y'all I don't want to hear from you. No, straight up, I'm in too good of a mood to talk to cultists. So I'm going to be straight with you. There are just times as a 43-year-old man in society, sports, politics, or otherwise, you just feel like I reside on a different planet because this can't be planet Earth. We're going to do two segments on this, primarily Rico and I talking, because I can't get through to some of you guys. I know the ones I can get through to are going to listen and nod their head.
You don't want to hear the justification of it?
No, I don't. I'm not interested.
All right.
This ain't Sally Jesse Raphael, and you are not the father.
Oh.
Pretty sure I just crossed streams on two terrible
daytime
shows.
You did a whole lot of stuff going on.
The point I'm making is this. Look, Ward Manuel spoke again. And as I read the quotes, you just go, how effing stupid do you think we are as human beings? Now, I will say this. Rico, you've been doing this. You've been in the media sphere over 20 years. You've been covering football over 20 years. Same here. I have never in my life, in any sport, at any time, ever seen a situation like this. So you do not get to tell me it's normal. And you can spare me the lazy, you know, ball knocker opinions of, oh, Sparty radio. Hey, you know what? Right here, middle fingers in the air. It ain't got nothing to do with it. It's called being an adult. And when you feel like you're being lied to, when you feel like you're in outer space, it's okay to call it out. You can still like your team on Saturday against Texas. I want to read you this quote. Sherrone Moore was on the, what is this called? The Victor's Pod or who cares? The point is, he did an interview out of nowhere. And outside of really dropping as you know what on the table and saying we will never play a Friday night game, they got around to the topic, Rico, of prioritizing signing your football coaches, plural, to contracts. One problem, we're in season. They're being worked on as we speak. I've signed a couple of the assistant coaches. We had a transition not only in football but in basketball too, and we're dealing with NCAA matters. Teeters, we're dealing with the situation with our apparel provider and bringing on legends. These things take time. The contracts just don't happen overnight. There are things that have popped up, but they're being worked on. Close quote.
An investigation, possibly.
Yeah, you know what pops up? An accidental pregnancy. What doesn't? That pops up. Okay.
We need to talk.
Yeah, I'm late. That pops up.
No, we're on time. No, late.
So work with me. Dusty May is your basketball coach,
right?
Dusty May was signed in like 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Michigan put out a photo of Sherrone signing a contract that's not a contract. Noah Eagle's dumbass.
I was about to say, I was told on national TV.
Oh, yeah, Noah Eagle went on national TV saying he signed five at $30 million. No, he's not, because Moore took over in January, and he hasn't signed his contract. He's operating under a memorandum of understanding. Let me tell you what that is. 1940s mafioso terms. It's a handshake agreement. You're going to pay me to VIG every Thursday, or I'm going to blow your store up. The man who's the CEO of Michigan football doesn't have a contract. And as many as 10 of the assistants don't have contracts. The only one who had to have a contract was Wink Martindale because he came from the NFL.
And he was smart.
It's a verbal agreement. So Sherrone, oh, he'll be owed 30 if he signs. But why hadn't he signed? I mean, Sherrone would run to the altar to sign five at 30. We all would, unless you can't. Well, Sherrone knows our commitment to him, and he knows his commitment to us. And the same thing with the assistants. It hasn't been something that's been an issue for me or them. We're working through it, and we'll hopefully have them wrapped up soon. Here's the deal.
let's hope Sherrone doesn't find out that a business doesn't care about you. That in the end, if they can cut bait from you, they will. You're holding them to this standard. Michigan's going to take care of me.
If you're driving around right now and you're a contractor, do you do handshake deals or do you sign paperwork? Do you get half the payment up front and then half when the job is done? If you're a lawyer, you take clients without paperwork? If you're in the medical profession, you just doing handshake deals for appendectomies? Look, we're in radio. There's no such thing as a handshake deal.
Right.
Okay, you can't answer a phone at 3 a.m. at this station on a handshake deal. Here's the point I want to make to this. I have no idea what's coming with the notice of allegations. I've never believed it's as minimal as many of you, and I don't believe it's ever going to be as serious as some of the, you know, the sports porn dreams of, like, Michigan being shot out of a space cannon. The point I'm making is this wouldn't make me feel warm and fuzzy. This, I would go, oh, wait a second now. I'm a big sports fan. I'd never seen that. Mm-hmm. You ever heard of that?
No.
A memorandum of understanding?
No.
For the CEO, one of the most powerful brands in all of sports?
No. I think the most telling thing is the one coach who said, I'm not playing this game. You're going to pay me my money up front. I don't know what happened before I got here.
And I don't care.
And it's not my business. If you fire me, that's fine. I want all my money.
Here's what this sets up Sharon to be. Not that I'm predicting this will happen. Let me be clear. I'm telling you what this looks like, feels like, sounds like. He's set up to be a patsy. He knows he had nowhere he could go. He's a repeat offender. It ain't like people were banging down the door to interview Sharon Moore. Gee, I wonder why. Why would the offensive coordinator who filled in for Jim Harbaugh on the way to a national title not get any job offers?
Should have been the hottest name out there.
But he wasn't.
And if anything, he should have been the head coach of the Washington Huskies. When that job opened up, he should have been the first call they made.
So the point is, it feels, oh, yeah, you know what popped up? Another full-blown NCAA investigation. And look, maybe it's something, maybe it's nothing. We operate on, in the moment, here's where we're at. There is no one. If you think I'd feel this, to feel differently if this were Michigan State and it was D'Antonio's replacement, man, you're taking crazy pills. Have enough respect. If you have 1% respect for me and the over 20 years I've done radio in this town, you damn well know deep in your bowels I'd treat State the same way. This is lunatic behavior.
But at least State was honest and said, Harlan Barnett is the interim. We're going to do a deep dive search. I don't know of anybody who just takes a job and will work on your deal later.
Nobody.
Okay. No. You get maybe a weekend, maybe a week, and that's for your agent to figure out all the little tiny details.
Right.
Months later, I'm not showing up to the job.
He signed in January, Rico. What month is it right now?
September.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you have a lot of scuttlebutt right now. This, what is this, memorandum of understanding?
Well, if it's so difficult, right, how did Wink get a contract? Once again, how did Dusty May get a contract? Like, he left and came in. Hey, I'm a Michigan guy. He's hit the ground running.
Here's an idea. How did Jonathan Smith get a contract done in 48 hours?
Well, here's
one. He doesn't have level one violations against him. He's not a repeat offender. And Jonathan Smith had what's called leverage. Do you know what Sharon Moore probably doesn't have? Leverage. Do you know why the school can't give him $30 million fully guaranteed? Because they probably know they may have to ace this guy out. That's what it looks like, sounds like, feels like.
Yeah.
Not a predictive exercise. I'm simply saying, on the day the NFL kicks off, I don't want to deal with this crap. And if you guys don't want to hear about it, my answer is to you, then stop doing nonsense. You don't want to be in the news? Stop being in the news. Ward Manuel now twice in a 10-day span has done an interview out of nowhere, including one where it sounded like he was walking it back to the tune of that construction beep about how, if we've done things wrong, we got to own up to it and beep, bop, boop, and you're going, okay, defiance wasn't a word I'm hearing there.
Right.
And now this, Rico, I've never heard of it in any sport.
No.
Ever.
Guess, Mike, the biggest question for me is, why does everything always have to be so difficult? Why is everything always have to be, well, it's not really drama. It's drama because it's very simple. He's your coach. You pay him. You sign the contract. You move on. We shouldn't have these stories day after day, month after month. If you'd have been better off just saying, hey, we're going to take care of this situation first, and then we'll handle our coaching situation. I can buy that. But this, there's nothing to see here except for Ward. The whole house is on fire.
I love the fact that Ward rolls in, well, you know, we're dealing with our apparel provider. I am just like, okay.
You mean look. Which one? The one you bankrupted? I don't know.
You ask me my opinion on it, and this isn't specific to Ward. This is a general thing. When I read stuff, you asked why does it have to be so complicated, right? So take a life approach. Exit out of the Michigan stuff and just in life. You know when things get complicated? When you got to lie because you lied. And then two lies makes it three, and three lies makes it four, and you never spin your way out of that. Now, I just don't feel like I'm getting transparency here. I'm not accusing Ward of lying, but you asked me a question. I'm giving you an answer.
Okay.
Bleep gets complex when you need more lies to cover up lies.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, this whole thing, crazy town. And they got a game against Texas this weekend. You know the networks won't talk about this. Gus and Joel have been priming their pumps for 4 days. They got that Austin Powers Swedish thing he rented. They are fully ready for Saturday.
Sir, this isn't yours. Yes, it is.
It's just, I just would ask you whether you're a Notre Dame fan, a Buckeye, a Wolverine, a Spartan, or just some far-flung university. Ask yourself if you would look at this and go, nope, nothing to see here. That would not make me feel good if Michigan State's head coach, who I was excited about, who I feel like has a real future in this business. Sharon Moore, I don't think he's a bad coach, but Sharon Moore has already had NCAA infractions and was suspended,
no.
And Sharon Moore is a repeat offender. This is the school setting itself up that they won't owe this man $30 million if they got to get rid of him. So tell me it's a nothing burger again. Tell me that that's normal behavior.
It's not.
How do you recruit?
I think you're seeing the fruits of that labor right now. You can't. It's difficult. You got to get kids to really buy into the program, Mike, which is why Davis Warren is your star. Davis, yeah, he's your quarterback.
He might be good. Don't.
No. He might be.
Yeah, he's just not.
But you look at all your options and you're like, wait, coming off of this type of a run.
Michigan should have had Dylan Gabriel.
Your O-line. You should. Yeah.
Preby's a good player. The kid from Northwestern, good player. But you're right.
These guys should have been third-year players, redshirt sophomores, or true juniors.
And you freed up a lot of money when J.J. and Blake Corum and the rest of those NFL kids on that fabulous team walked out the door.
Yeah.
So you're right. David, are you alive, or have you walked off the show?
I've not walked off the
show. I know
it
was a very sensual beginning to the proceedings today. But please, I'm begging you to take me to task on this. I'm begging you to call me Sparty. Like, tell me what I've said that is just not 43-year-old rational adult living on planet Earth here.
No, everything, it doesn't make sense. And when I saw this news this morning, the first thing that hit my brain was, what is in that NOA? It must be something in that NOA that has caused this. Because your head coach, even if you're waiting, your head coach should be under contract when the season starts. And we are, check my notes, we are going into week two, and he still doesn't have one. That's
a
problem.
Can you find me a CEO in America who operates on a memorandum of understanding?
Doesn't happen in the world I live in.
Can you find me? Hey, I'll tell you what, for all our school teachers out there, do you operate on a memorandum of understanding? Find it for me.
No.
You won't find a dude to paint a fence at your house on a memorandum of understanding. You're going to pay him half at front, you're going to pay him half on the back, and you're going to sign a piece of paper. This is not Hillbilly USA. This is Michigan football. Well, what would the reason be that they can't pay this man if they're excited to have him? And what would the reason be that this man wouldn't accept life-changing money? The reason is neither side can, which to me is an appropriate conclusion in this.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I have no idea what's going to happen. I don't believe in true justice in this world. Hell, just look at politics, both parties. There is no justice. There's crooks running around everywhere. The point is, that wouldn't make me feel good. So if that upsets you, that's a you problem. Frankly, I'm not interested in talking to you. I'm above it. I don't care. I just, if we can't have a reasonable two segments on it, well, then to hell with it.
Yeah. It leads you to wonder, once again, why does everything have to be so complicated when it comes to everything Michigan football?
You got a pen? I want to do something for you, you're going to take care of some business. You got a pen over there? Dig in that man bag for me. And right here, Rico, it's right in front of you. I'm just going to go ahead.
No, that's a stylus.
Here. Oh, excuse me. That's a stylus. You fancy bastard. Here, I want to do something for you. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a flow chart. It begins with lies, and it ends with lies. Now do the damn read. Ticket text next, live at Circa in Vegas.